I can't believe it's 2015 already. And we're going back in time to the early Beatles again.
Yeah, this would be our wrap-up show before we move on to the solo stuff.
So let's welcome everybody to another edition of the Long and Winey Show. And today we're going to do Past Masters number one. And like we just mentioned, we're back to the early stuff again. And some of this definitely does not sound as good as the stuff we just got done doing. But we're going to do it. Let it be. Well, we talked about a little bit of most of these, right? And kind of in between albums, we talked about singles and whatnot.
Yeah, we mentioned them. We brought some of them up, but I think we might have let a couple of them slip by, which is kind of why I wanted to formally go through Past Masters and make sure we got to make some kind of official comment on these songs.
Well, most of them are really short, so there's not a lot we got to deal with here. But
yeah, we could breeze right through this pretty quickly because we have talked about some of these songs.
I guess we'll get right into it then. Love Me Do, the single version. I think we talked about this when we did the Please Please Me album. This is in mono, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely sounds bad. Bad's not the right word. It just sounds funny in the headphones when you've been listening to the last five albums in great stereo. I still kind of, when we talked about it before, I mentioned this is still not one of my favorite songs. It is a classic, but it's just not a, there's not much here to work with lyrically. The harmonica is still cool. The end part where Paul cuts loose, you know, with Love Me Do is cool. It's catchy, just not one of my favorites.
Looking back, it's kind of hard to believe that everything started from this song. But at the time, I mean, there wasn't a lot else for it to compete with. So it is, it's a pretty good song, but it's not, they didn't start off with a big bang.
For sure. Okay, well, From Me to You comes next. And this is a cool early song. It's very catchy. It's got that harmonica again. It's cool to hear John and Paul sing together. It's got a simple arrangement, but vocally it's cool. It's a good song, and I like it. It's very catchy. Measuring it up to their later works, you know, instrumentally, it's not as, you know, intricate as their later stuff, but like you just said, you know, this is the where it all began. This is the beginning of Beatlemania. So looking at it in those eyes, you know, both of these songs are good.
Yeah. Actually, the second single is Please Please Me, but it's the From Me to You is the next track on Past Masters. But if we're going just by singles, the next song would be Please Please Me. But yeah, From Me to You is a nice step forward. It's still not a great song, but it's catchy.
Yeah, most of these first couple songs obviously are very catchy. Thank You Girls, the next one on the list here on the CD.
Yeah, that's the B-side to From Me to You.
And we got harmonies again, they're cool. Lyrics are a little better than the previous song. It's catchy again, and John and Paul are doing their thing again vocally. The drums actually are pretty cool too in this one for an early song. I like this song. It's cool.
This is kind of a skippable song for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
it's,
go.
It's all right, but it doesn't grab me.
So next we're getting into She Loves You.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three. She loves you, yeah.
Which is obviously a classic. It's an early song that's synonymous with Beatlemania. I can see the band and the gray suits and the boots. It's just, you know, it's got a good visual feel when you hear this song, and it's obviously it's catchy as hell. Probably out of the three songs so far, this is the catchiest, and it's just a classic. You know, when you hear it, you just get a smile on your face. It's still it still holds up that way.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's a great song. It's really exciting too. It starts off practically, it explodes out of your speakers, and you can just feel the excitement coming off this song.
Yeah, it's would have been cool to see them record this in the recording studio. Sounds like they were having fun. I'm getting and the yeah's and the oohs, and that's all synonymous with early Beatlemania, and this song pretty much sums that up perfectly in a nutshell. I'll get you.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Lyrically, I like the beginning of it when it says, "Imagine I'm in love with you." That's just a great lyric. Harmonica's cool. Again, there's a lot of harmonica in these first several songs here.
Yeah.
It's just a great pop song. You know, I like it. It's cool. Well, I don't skip this one. I've always enjoyed this song. Big thumbs up on this one.
Yeah, this is a good song. It's one of those songs I forget about, but I really like the melody. It's a nice song to sing along to.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a sing-along song. And now we are breezing through these. Wow.
That's kind of what I figured. Next up is with the Beatles, if we want to do this chronologically. So we skip over the With the Beatles album, and then after that is the next single.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yep.
I want to hold your hand. Take one.
Do it slower.
No.
Shh. Clean beginning now. 1, 2, 3.
Take 9. Here we go.
Shh. I love that.
Shh. Ready. Shh. Ringo. Keep your bit dead.
Ringo!
We're taping. First one, very initial attack. 1, 2, 3. No, the first one, a loud attack. The second one, not quite so loud. Just try it. Oh, well, do it anyway. We'll just blast that bit, that one bit.
Which is another huge song, like you were just saying. Beatlemania is here. The hand clapping's going on. It's just a classic, and the band has, their sound has progressed quite nicely in a short period of time from the first couple songs of this, and it's the lyric, of course, is "I can't hide." It's not "I get high."
Yeah.
And John and Paul just sound awesome together. The drums at the end with Ringo are very cool. And this is another one of those when they're in the gray suits and, you know, they're bobbing their heads, and this is a awesome song. And it's right up there with She Loves You.
No, I agree. It's a great song. I can't even add anything. It's just a great song. It's obviously a one of their classic songs.
That Boy, which on, I believe on Hard Day's Night's referred to as Ringo's theme, is that right?
Yes, but that's an instrumental.
Correct, yeah.
But you got the title wrong. You did it the John Lennon way.
Uh-oh. What is it, This Boy?
Yeah. Do you remember that outtake on, I think it's on Anthology, where Paul is singing This Boy and John is singing That Boy.
Yeah.
And they try and correct it and they do the exact opposite.
This boy. This boy.
This is an awesome song. It's one of my favorites. The lyrics are just fantastic. John's vocal is great. The the harmony with Paul is fantastic. And when John goes into, you know, his part, when he kind of lets it rip, you know, oh, and this boy would be happy. That's just, that is just awesome. And, you know, John just sounds fantastic on this. And I always like kind of cranking this song, even though it's supposed to be a love song. It's kind of got a little bit of a rock to it. And I like it a lot. What do you got?
No, it's a great song. I'm just going to let you talk.
Well, you got to give me something.
All right. It's great. It's great. It's a great melody. The harmonies are excellent. It's unfortunate there's a really heavy edit right between the really loud bridge and then when they get back to the chorus. And apparently, from what I read, John was actually able to handle that change. But for some reason, they edited two different takes together. And it's just really heavy-handed.
Yeah, I've never noticed it, I guess.
Oh, really?
I guess now when you think about it, you're right, when it goes into that part.
And
thinking back on it, you're right. I guess I can tell.
And I think in recording sessions, Mark Lewison was quick to point out that John actually did handle that transition live. But because of that edit, it just makes it sound like they had to use different parts of the song because he couldn't handle the transition.
Yeah, it's not a big vocally. That's not a huge transition vocally.
Well, he's really loud to really quiet, like in an instant.
Yeah, but I mean, he's John Lennon. He can do that.
I know. Well, he did, but unfortunately, according to the recording, it sounds like he didn't.
Yeah.
Audio comparison. This boy, take one.
That boy won't be happy till he's seen you cry. That boy.
Audio comparison. This boy, single version.
Next, we're on to these two German songs, and I don't have anything to share for those there. I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You. I skipped them both. I don't need to hear them in German. I guess for nostalgia, it's kind of cool to see the Beatles recorded these in German. But the arrangement is exactly the same. They're just singing in German.
Yeah, I believe that the backing tracks are exactly the same.
So there's not much there to go with. But, I mean, like I said, from nostalgia purposes, it is kind of cool to hear them do it in German.
Yeah, I didn't even know these existed until that Rarities LP came out in, I think, the early 80s or maybe late 70s. So it was interesting.
Yeah, but I skip them most of the time. Oh, we're really cruising around. Okay, Long Tall Sally. This is a great Paul vocal, obviously. It's a good early rocker by the band. Paul does a hell of a scream. And it's got a rockin' piano vibe to it, too. I like this one. I used to skip this a lot, but when I heard it yesterday, I kind of got a new respect for it. I enjoyed it. It was cool to hear him break it down like that on this song. It's cool.
I'm surprised you would have skipped this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a cover. I don't get into covers.
Yeah, but it's Paul sounding like Little Richard.
Yeah, that's why I was enjoying it yesterday. I was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm giving it a thumbs up. I Call Your Name. Cool cowbell in there. Will Ferrell would be happy. Great John vocal. He does a little scream too, but Paul has the scream market cornered. It's not as good as... He's not as good at it as Paul is. But this song is a good song too. And I kinda like a lot of these early songs. Once you really get into this album, they're pretty good.
No, I like it. It's a good song. It's another one of those ones that you tend to forget, but they're fun to rediscover. It's a really good song.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Slow Down. This is another great John rocker. He sounds awesome. Crank this song up and just roll with it because it's a good one. Let's see what else. The piano sounded great. John hit the scream on this one. John really hits it, and he just sounds like he's really enjoying himself. Definitely playing the rock star in this one. And the guitar sounds better too by George. I thought that was kind of cool. And I like this one.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good rocker. John screws up the lyrics. I can't remember which one it is, but there's one lyric where he just kind of garbles it.
He does something. Is this the one where he goes brrr?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that part. And I think he sounds like he's having a really good time on this. I guess we're cruising on Matchbox.
I just brought the lyrics up for Slow Down, and now I can't remember which one he messes up. And then there's the line about you got a boyfriend down the street, and I think when he double tracks it, he gets that wrong too. But now you got a boyfriend down the street. Baby, what you trying to do? But there's one. I thought it was like grades or something. I don't know. I've got it wrong. It's I think it's Bad Boy. That's the one where he messes it up. Yeah, the Slow Down one is the one where he gets the boyfriend girlfriend mixed up.
Yeah, I think this for the early stuff, this really sounds good. Matchbox, this is a typical Ringo song. Not one of my favorites. It's all right. It's good for his voice. This is definitely suited for him, but yeah, I skip it most of the time. You're probably going to tell me you love it, right?
I don't love it, but I like it. I get a kick out of the peaches line. If you don't want my peaches, don't mess around my tree.
I like that too. So are you, is this a skip one for you, or do you listen to it?
No, I'd listen to it. I don't listen to Past Masters a lot though. But,
yeah, me neither.
Usually when I do listen to it, I listen to the whole thing.
I thought it was kind of cool though to revisit it, you know, yesterday. It was fun listening to these early songs. Mm-hmm. We're going to roll right into I Feel Fine, which the iconic beginning of this song is just, you know, everybody knows that the beginning of the song, you know, the guitar, the feedback, all that. This is a great, musically and instrumentally, it's just better than they've really progressed when we get to this point. The lyrics are good, the great harmonies, this is a good song.
This is a great song. It's got a great riff. And it is interesting to hear the feedback, because I've heard bootlegs of this song, different takes of this song, and every one of them starts off with that bit of feedback.
Yeah, that's just iconic. What year did this come out?
Just a second. It was late 64.
Wow. Yeah, they've really progressed. I mean, we can see it nicely here with this.
Late November of 64. Yeah, this is a great song. This is like a return to the great singles like She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of my, this definitely would be in my top 20 Beatles songs, or for sure. She's a Woman. Now, we briefly talked about this on our previous shows, and I remember you telling me you didn't really like it.
And that's still true today.
Well, so I'm going to say the same things I said on our previous show. I like that axe sound of the guitar. Paul's voice is great. It's a good rocker, too. I like the lyric, Turn Me On When I Get Lonely. Piano comes in the middle. That's cool. And I wrote down here, Mick's not a fan of this song.
Correct.
And I also mentioned previously, this is on the Unplugged album as well. You're not a fan of it. But do you skip it?
That's a good question. Yes and no. There have been times where I've skipped it, and there have been times where I've sat through it. It's not like I hate the song. I mean, it's tolerable, but it's not one of my favorites, and it can get on my nerves, depending on my mood.
What is it about it that you find annoying?
I don't like that choppy guitar. I don't like the the kind of dissonant sound to it, to the melody.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. I just don't like it.
Yeah, we kind of hit this one home several months ago. Bad Boy. I thought we talked about this too.
Yeah, a couple minutes ago.
No, I mean on a previous show. I can't remember what you said about it though. And I don't remember what I said about it, but I'm going to say
if
now.
If only it was recorded.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and listen to our own show. But the what I'm going to say today is that I like the guitar. John's using his rock and roll voice to the extreme. And the now junior behave yourself, is that line is just so cool that he goes into falsetto with that. And he really is getting the scream down by this point quite good, and he sounds fantastic. And they got that tambourine in there, and I like that. And this is another one where I think I can almost feel how much fun they're having recording in this recording studio. It just seems like they're really having a good time together. Unlike the last couple of albums that we've done on the show where the band's fallen apart, they're obviously very cohesive in these early songs. And I like this song. It's not a great Beatles song, but I mean it's just fun.
No, I like this song. It's a pretty cool song, and I'm trying to find that lyric that he messes up.
This song's cool though. I'm in on this one. But are we agreeing this one's a good one? We're thumbs up in it?
Yep.
You got the lyric mess up, or?
I think it's the second line. A bad little kid moved into my neighborhood. He won't do nothing right, just sitting down and look so good. That's the line that John messes up.
Yeah. This is lyrically a very interesting song.
But the real lyric from the Larry Williams song is, he won't do nothing right, his report card looks no good.
Oh.
So there you go.
Audio comparison number 2, the Beatles cover version.
A bad little kid moved into my neighborhood. He won't do nothing right, just sitting down and look so good.
And now, the original version.
The last song we wrap up with, and I think it's a good song to wrap this album up with, is I'm Down. And again, this is just another, coming after Bad Boys, this is cool too, because this is another rocker.
You skipped one, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, after Bad Boy.
Well, what is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh my, you're right.
It's the B-side to Ticket to Ride.
And...
yeah. We're into 65. We're into the middle of 1965 already.
Yeah, yes it is. And I didn't, it's messed up on my phone, so I apologize. It wasn't in my mix, so you're going to have to tell me something about it.
Oh, we already talked about this. This is the song that I messed up, and I said that John Lennon didn't like it. Or I attributed it to another song. This is the song John Lennon doesn't like because he thinks it's just a ripoff of This Boy.
That's right, I remember that now.
And I actually said that, well, there are three songs. There are like three barbershop quartet harmony songs that the Beatles do. And I said the second one was the one that John doesn't like, but it's actually this one, Yes It Is, which he thought was a pale imitation of the others. And I think he's being too harsh. He's being too harsh. It's a good song.
Yeah, I like it. I've always liked it.
And it's got some nice guitar work. Don't know if that's a slide guitar. It kind of sounds like one, but George has some nice guitar work on this. Nice, subtle guitar work.
It's a good ballad. I don't have anything to say because I didn't get to hear it, but I obviously know the song and I enjoy it, but I don't have any notes on it. So that's me. That's on me. So you're giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah. Not a big thumbs up, but yeah, a thumbs up.
I'm giving it a thumbs up, too. All right, so I'm down.
Which is the B-side to Help.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a good rocker. They play it at Shea Stadium. It's a good guitar work. I love the scream is just great. John comes in on the keys there. I think that's John, at least in the concert footage it is. It's just cool. It's a cool tune. And he actually played this at the Citi Field show a couple summers ago. And he still sounds good when he does this live. I like this song a lot. Big thumbs up.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great rocker. And it's another Jane Asher song.
Of course it is. I wanted to go back briefly and talk about Hope for the Future again. We kind of touched on it a couple weeks ago, the new single that McCartney released. And you came down with a pretty resounding thumbs up on the song.
Yeah.
And I was kind of wishy-washy, and I recently went back and watched his Fallon interview, where he was just, it was a good interview. It was just fun, you know. Paul's a ham, and it was fun to see him out with Fallon. And he briefly touched on it, and then Fallon showed a little clip from the video, and then I went back and watched the full video on YouTube, and the video is really cool. I don't know if you've seen the video.
I've only seen clips.
But it's just a cool video. He's like a hologram, and it's kind of all sci-fi-y. And watching the video, I'm gonna agree with you. The song is pretty good. It's kind of Live and Let Die-y, and it's epic scope. And I'm giving it a thumbs up, and I think our audience should definitely check it out. Not one of his best songs. I know there's some dissenters out there in our audience that are not gonna even give it a try, but it's worth a listen, and it's pretty good, and it's just fun to see him still doing stuff out there. And this is for that Destiny video game, which has made like $335 million already, or some ungodly amount of money. All right, well, next week we're gonna do Past Masters number 2. Is that right?
Yep.
And then finally, we're going to get into the whole reason we started this show.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, we have to also talk about the 4 Yellow Submarine songs next week.
You want to do that next weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of where they would fit in anyway. So.
Cool.
Since they're later era songs.
You're going to be forced to listen to McCartney. We're going to have to break it down because it's definitely an interesting first album.
End of side 1.